Starting about noon, there were rumors that a budget agreement had been reached between the Republican leaders in the House and Senate and Governor Mary Fallon. They scheduled an announcement for 2:30, but before they could make it, House Democratic leader and candidate for governor Scott Inman crashed their press conference and said there would be no Democratic votes on the bill, whatever it was. Enter Governor Mary Fallon, Speaker Charles McCall, and Senate Pro Tem Mike Schultz.
We took some of their ideas, some of our ideas, some things I don't like, some things they don't like. We put it all together. But somebody's got to start somewhere with recurring revenue, not just fixing one-time holes and moving this money around.
Fallon called the plan a compromise, saying everyone was involved, but admitted she hadn't talked to Inman before Monday since February. The plan included a $1.50 per pack increase tax for cigarettes, an increase in motor fuel taxes at the pump of 6 cents a gallon, and they agreed to shorten the term oil and gas companies get a 5% discount on gross production taxes. But that wouldn't take effect until next year. So the total for this year added up to about $400 million.
There's still some more work that will have to be done on closing the budget gap and filling that hole.
So not a complete solution, but a starting point. The press conference ends. They all run upstairs to the House Joint Committee on Appropriations and Budget meeting, and after much debate, the bill narrowly passes that committee. They have to hurry. They're running out of time. The governor is posting pictures of a calendar with giant X's showing the dwindling number of days left to find new money. Pause a minute. The House stops to swear in Zach Taylor, a new Republican representative elected in special session. Republicans hope he'll be a yes vote. Everyone claps. They bring in chicken dinners, suspend the rules, and try to get a vote on the bill done Tuesday night. A contentious question and debate session lasting hours follows. Now remember, because of State Question 640, which is part of the state constitution, revenue or tax-raising bills have to pass with a three-quarter majority of both houses, or they will go to a ballot for a vote of the people. There were three factions in the House debate, creating some pretty strange bedfellows. Republican John Bennett from Salisaw represents the conservative Republican faction. They invoked the Republican Party platform, saying the way to close the budget gap is to shrink government.
We need to be cutting waste in state agencies. Cut and protect is what we should do. Cut the waste and protect the vulnerable.
The House Democrats, led by Scott Inman, represent the second faction. Even he was surprised he was on the same side as the conservative Republicans like John Bennett. The Democrats' main argument? They want it to be fair.
And your solution, your courageous solution, is to raise $400 million on the backs of middle-class families and ask the oil and gas industry this next year to not offer one red cent to the bottom line.
And the last faction, the people who brought the bill. Republican Leslie Osborne says hypocrisy goes both ways in the House of Representatives. She said Republicans made a mistake. They cut too much money from the state budget to do the things that are right.
We're 49th in everything in this state. Obesity rates, smoking, educational outcomes. Are you proud of that? All we want to do is tread water. Let's talk about it being a spending problem. Let's listen to our conservative think tanks. Let's go the way of Kansas and Sam Brownback. How's that working for you?
But in the end, Osborne's debate didn't make a difference. The bill did pass by a vote of 51 to 46, but the conservative Republicans and Democrats aligned to vote against it. That probably means two things at this point. One, if the bill does pass the state Senate, it will have to go to a vote of the people, and that will be too late to make a difference in the budget year that starts July 1st. And second, a special session to deal with the budget crisis is becoming more likely with every passing minute. For the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange, I'm Rachel Hubbard.